Okay, Parshas Vayikra. Okay, this week we'll call it an off Shabbos. We have Parshas Shavuot this week, Parshas Zachor will be next week, Mitzvah Shem, then Parshas Parah, Parshas Chodesh, Chodesh Nissan, Shabbos. This week is a little bit of a quiet Shabbos in between. Okay. Parshas Vayikra starts off, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidav Hashem Elov, Me'ohom Moed Leimor. And everyone knows the first word, Vayikra, has a small aleph at the end. The aleph is Zira, the small aleph. Says the Baal HaTurim, why is there a small aleph at the end of the word Vayikra? Shemoshe leirotza lichtoiv ela Vayikra. Moshe wanted to write Vayikra, not Vayikra. Vayikra is a Lashon Achiva. Hashem called him out of love. Moshe wanted to write Vayikra. Hashem chanced upon him. Kederach Shem, it says Bebilam. It says by Bilam, Vayikra Hashem Bebilam. Ki'ilu leinira loy Hashem ela b'mikra. Moshe wanted to write Vayikra. As if Hashem met him by chance. And Hashem said to Moshe, "Lichtoiv gam ba'alef, to write an aleph." No, Vayikra. But Moshe was an honor of a cause for katana. Moshe wrote the aleph small. He wrote the katana, the small aleph. The Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk brings down the pasuk in Mishlei, the shefel adam yismach kavod. And the Medrash says a saying that we're all familiar with, but the Medrash says it in a little different words. The Medrash says, "Kol aroydeif acha." Hasrara, Shrara, whoever runs after a position of power, Hashrara, Barachas Menu. The position, the power runs away from him. V'chomi, Shebareach Men Hashrara, whoever runs away from power, Shrara, Bareach Acharov, the position, Redefes Acharov runs after him. We're a little more familiar, we're called Bareach Men HaKavoid, whoever runs away from Kavoid, Kavoid is Bareach Acharov, the Kavoid runs after him. Whoever runs after Kavoid, then the Kavoid runs away from him. And the Medrash says, Moshe ran away from Shrara. Moshe didn't want any position of power. What happened was, the Shrara ran after him. Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe alone, Perayel Mayed. And therefore it says, Vayikra, with the Aleph Zira, with the small Aleph, to show that Moshe was mocked in himself. He made himself small, in honor of, he was Noi Banibus. He ran away from COVID, and therefore he was Zaycha, to Vayikra Moshe, to become the Moshe Rabbeinu that he was. It's a beautiful Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, what's the pshat? Kol bereach min ha-kavoid. Whoever runs away from kavoid, what happens? Ha-kavoid bereach achrov. Kavod runs after him. But he doesn't want it. He doesn't want the kavod. He's running away. It's an einish for him. He doesn't need the kavod. He doesn't want to sit up front. He doesn't want to be treated with kavod. He wants to be quiet and onov. Having kavod for him is an einish. So what's the rationale that running away from kavod brings kavod? He's running away from it. Sfasemis explains it's a mistake. Kol bereach min ha-kavod doesn't mean he doesn't want the kavod. It doesn't mean he runs away from the kavod. It means he's running away from the taiva of kavod. He's running away from abusing kavod. He's running away from using kavod the wrong way. He understands that all the kavod that he has and any kavod that he receives is not due to him. It's not kaychi v'oitzim yadi. It's not his power. It's not due to him. But it all comes from Hashem. And any kavod that he receives, he channels back, he directs it back towards Hashem to be Marbe Kavod Shemayim. So one who runs away from kavod means he runs away from using the kavod for himself. He runs away from having pleasure from the kavod. He understands the kavod is not his, and the kavod belongs to Hashem. Such a person who runs away from kavod and doesn't use it for himself, he's the one who zoicha, the kavod will catch up to him and I'll be able to use it properly in order to be marbe kavod shemayim. A person is respected because he's wealthy. So a person who realizes that the wealth is not his, it comes from Hashem. A person is respected because of his strength. He realizes the gevurah is not his, it comes from Hashem. He's respected because of his chachma. He realizes the chachma is not his, it comes from Hashem. He runs away from abusing the kavod, using the kavod for his own end, and he realizes it's all due to Hashem, then the kavod is bereach acharov. He's a person who deserves the kavod because he'll use the kavod the proper way, he'll channel it back towards Hashem and use it to be marbe kavod shemayim and honor Hashem. So one who runs away from kavod, the kavod is bereach acharov, the kavod taka runs after him. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to abuse the kavod. Moshe Rabbeinu used his position, used his kayach to serve Klal Yisrael, to serve Hashem, to be marbe kavod shemayim. The the famous Vart, the Velt is over. I heard from the Yasser Rav Ashkenazi years ago, a famous Vart, the Velt is over. I think we said it over. What's the pshat? Kol berech min ha-kovoid, ha-kovoid berech acharov. Whoever runs away from kovoid, kovoid runs after him. V'chol berech achar kovoid, whoever runs after kovoid, the kovoid runs away from him. So, the kash is asked, in both cases he's running. He's running and the kovoid's running. In one case he's running after the kovoid, in one case the kovoid's running after him. So what's the difference? The kovoid's running and he's running. What's the chiluk, who's running where? So the Torah to say over is, it makes a big difference when a person is older. When a person is older and he slows down already, it makes a difference who's running after who. If he's running after the kovoid's running away from him. The distance grows further and he loses the kovoid. He'll never catch up. But the other way around, if the kovoid's running after him, so his whole life he doesn't want the kovoid, when he gets older and he slows down a little bit, finally the kovoid will be able to overtake him and catch up. From the Pesuch Bun Peshischa, others say the same idea, the small Aleph of Vayikra El Moshe. What was the small Aleph? That even after Moshe Rabbeinu became Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem spoke to him, Pel, Pel, Adababoy, like Hashem didn't speak to any other Navi, Moshe remained the same Anav that he was. Even after the Vayikra, even after Hashem spoke to him, Moshe remained Aleph, the same small Anav, the same Moshe Rabbeinu that he was before. He didn't let the Gaiva affect him. And Simcha Bun Peshischa says over a famous marshal, he says, how could a person have gaiva? If a person has chokhma, a person has ashirus, a person has maius, how could he have gaiva? It's compared to a person standing on top of a mountain. Imagine a person climbs a mountain and he screams out, look how tall I am. He's a fool, because he's not any taller than he was before. He's standing on top of the mountain. The same way a person has chokhma, ashirus, a maila, whatever maila he has, and he screams out, Gaiva, look how great I am. Fool, it's not you. Hashem gave you the mountain to stand on. A person has to realize that it's not him. It's what Hashem gave him. Moshe Rabbeinu remained the same on of even after he became the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra has a small aleph, Moshe remained the same on of. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Beis. Person brings from you a karban l'Hashem. All the mefarshim are bothered by the word mikem. The word mikem is extra. Adam ki yakriv, karban l'Hashem. A person who brings a karban to Hashem. What does it mean, Adam ki yakriv mikem? A person brings from you a karban l'Hashem. The word mikem does not seem to fit into the pasuk. Famous Ramban, the Ramban explains that when a person brings karbanos, he has to think as if it's he himself that's being put up on the Mizbeach. Really, when a person does the Aveira, the person deserves to be punished. It should be his dam on the Mizbeach, his chaylev on the Mizbeach. But Hashem and his rachamim allowed one to bring a carbon, a behemoth, instead. And when a person sees the dam of the behemoth put up on the Mizbeach, the chaylev of the behemoth, he should say, the behemoth's chaylev is instead of my chaylev. The behemoth's dam is instead of my dam. It should really be me. So it's Adam ki yakriv mikem. A person has to look at it as if it's mikem, as if it's you, as if it's the person himself who's being brought up on the Mizbeach as a carbon l'Hashem. The Ben Ishchai says over another idea in the Pasuk, says over a cute little marshal. There was a person, he finds himself in the big city, and he's amazed by all the sights that he sees in the big city, and he walks into the first store that he sees, and he sees mirrors all over the wall. Big mirrors, small mirrors, medium-sized, large. He says to the Barabbas, I want to buy a nice mirror to bring home. Bring me one of the nicest mirrors that you have. Barabbas goes to the back of the store, comes back with a nice big mirror, fancy gold trimmings, fancy designs. He says, here's one of the nicest mirrors that I have in the store. And he gives it to him. The person takes the mirror, looks in it, holds it up, turns it around, sideways, upside down, all around. After a few minutes, he says to the Barabbas, take it back. Mirror's no good. I don't want it. Barabbas says, what's wrong? This is one of the nicest mirrors that I have. Did you notice all the intricate details on the designs on the side? Do you notice how it reflects so nicely? And the size? You can't find a better mirror than this. What's wrong with it? Tell me. What did you see wrong with it? And he says, you know what I saw wrong with it? The picture inside the mirror. The picture in the mirror. I saw a person with a haircut. His beard is unkempt. His clothing is torn. I can't hang such a picture in my house. Take this mirror back. So the Barabbas says to him, fool you are, he says. Don't you understand the mirror only reflects what it sees? If you comb your beard, take a haircut and change your clothing, the mirror would have a nice reflection in it. The mirror only reflects what it sees. Says the Ben Ishchai. The Pasuk says, in Malachi, Ani Hashem loy shinisi. I'm Hashem, I don't change. Ve'atem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem. But you b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem. Says the Ben Ishchai. There are times that a person has to go through tzar yisurim, and a person has tainus, a person complains, a person finds it very hard. The Pasuk says, Ani Hashem loy shinisi. It's not Hashem that changed. V'atem b'nei Yaakov. It's you, loy chilisem. Chilisem, a lotion of finishing. You didn't finish, complete your avodas Hashem. You didn't finish your mitzvahs, your learning, your avodas Hashem we're supposed to do. It's not Hashem who changed. Look in the mirror. It's the person himself. Look at yourself, and when you do tshuva, and a person realizes what needs to be changed, then he'll see a Yeshua. Says the Ben Ishchai, Adam ki yakriv. A person wants to come close to Hashem, the first step is mikem. Look at yourself. From you. Look at yourself. Look inside. What has to be changed? Look in the mirror and see what has to be changed. A person looks at mikem, he looks at you, then he's zaycha to be carbon of Hashem. Then he's zaycha to come close to Hashem. But a person has to look at mikem, a person has to look at himself first. In Perik, Beis Pasuk Yud-Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'loisashtris melach bris. Hashem made a bris with the salt. V'chol kaba minchoscha b'melach timloch. V'loisashtris melach bris alakecha mi'al minchosecha. I'll call Kabanka Taker of Melach. Says Rashi, Melach Bris, Shabris Krusa le Melach Misheshis Mebreshis. Hashem made a bris with salt from Sheshis Mebreshis. Shehuftachu Hamayim Hatachtainim. Hashem promised the water in this world will carve to be brought on the Mizbeach, the Melach, in a form of salt, and Nisach Hamayim Mechag on Sukkos. The Gemara Brachis Heyom and Aleph brings down a Machoikis of Yechon and Rishmokish. The Gemara says that Yisurim, if a person suffers Yisurim, it's Mechaper for his Aveiros. How do we know Yisurim or Mechaper cause a person's Aveiros to be forgiven? So Machoik is Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, a Kalvachayma from Shein Ve'ayin. A Kalvachayma from the tooth and the eye of an Eved Kanani. The din is, if the master knocks out the tooth or the eye of the Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani goes free. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Maduch for knocking out an eye or a tooth. The Eved goes free. Kavachayma, if a person is punished, his whole body is affected by Yisurim, he's affected with Yisurim, Kavachayma frees him from his Averis, from his punishment. Rish Lakish says a different word. It says Bris by Yisurim, and it says Bris by Melach. It says Bris by Yisurim, Pashas Kisavoy, Eila Divrei HaBris by the Teichecha. It says in our Pasha, V'loisash Bris Melach Bris, the word Bris, Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'loisashbis melach bris, says bris by salt, says Rish Lakish, ma melach mamtekes es habasa. Salt seasons the meat. Salt seasons the meat. When he puts salt on the meat, what happens? Sweetens the meat, seasons the meat. So too, yisurim, mamtekes sweeten a person, they take away his averis, they sweeten a person's einish, just like salt sweetens and seasons the meat. Says the Marasham, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? They both give reasons why Yisurim take away a person's averis. What's the difference? Marsham says beautiful. The difference is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, we learn out that Yisurim forgive a person's averis from Shein V'ayin, it's only if the Adoin knocks out the Shein V'ayin. Only if the master of the Eved Kanani knocks out the tooth and the eye of the Eved Kanani. If somebody else knocks out the tooth or the eye of the Eved Kanani, he doesn't go free. It's only if the master knows it. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you know when Yisurim, I'm a chapa for a person, when a person realizes it comes from the Adon, it comes from Hashem. A person realizes that it's not just a coincidence, it's not just a happening, but it comes from Hashem, then the Yisurim, I'm a marik, the Yisurim, I'm a chapa for the Beis. But a person who doesn't realize it comes from the Adon, you think it comes, Islam, he's suffering Yisurim, that's not mechaper. Shein ve'ayin is only mechaper, only frees the Eved when it comes from the other. But according to Rish Lakish, who says, we learned it out from Melach, it doesn't matter why the salt falls on the meat. Salt could fall on the meat intentionally, unintentionally, by accident, by chance. The salt, when it falls on the meat, it seasons the meat, makes the meat taste better. Salt to Yisurim, it doesn't matter whether a person realizes it came from Hashem, whatever cheshbon a person has, it doesn't matter, yisurim amachaper for the averis of a person, no matter what. It says in Hashem, that's pshat in the pasuk, Pashas Shemois. It says in Shemois, v'gam ani shamati na'akas b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim ma'avidim oisom, v'ezkar es b'risi. I heard the screams of b'nei Yisrael, Hashem ma'avidim oisom, Mitzrayim made them work hard, I remember my bris. Why b'nei Yisrael screamed to Hashem? Hashem Mitzrayim. They screamed because Mitzrayim was ma'avidim oisom. Mitzrayim was making them work hard. They didn't say it came from Hashem, it was Mitzrayim. They attributed the Yisurim, the work, Mitzrayim ma'avidim oisom. What does the pasuk end off? Well, Ezka es b'risi. I remember my bris, the bris melach. Just like salt seasons the meat under all circumstances, so to Yisurim. Sweeten the Yisurim, so to Yisurim, take away a person's averis, take away the einish under all circumstances, like Rosh Lakish. But Ezka es b'risi. When a person has Yisurim and a person suffers, but Ezka es b'risi, says Hashem, I remember my bris. Of course, if a person realizes that the Yisurim come from Hashem, and a person understands that he has to do tshuva, of course, that helps a lot more. Ben Ishchai is on, Adam ki yakriv mikem. He says the word mikem is mem chof mem. It stands for midah keneged midah. When a person has Yisurim, and he looks, and he tries to figure out, why did this happen? And he sees a midah keneged midah, he's able to figure out that this happened because of this avera, or that avera, then a person is on the way to do tshuva. When a person doesn't look just at chance, but he tries to understand where the Yisurim are coming from, why the Yisurim are coming, then a person is on the way of doing Shuvah. Of course, many times a person can't see the Midah Kenegah Midah. Many times a person has no idea what the Midah Kenegah Midah is. But the fact that a person has a Munah, and a person believes that everything is with a Cheshbon, and a person believes that it comes from Hashem, that in itself makes the Yisurim easier and helps a person have a Kapala. The Immin Ha'ayif Karbonoi.
Which Pasuk? Yudalad.
Beis Yud Gimel. Beis Yud Gimel. Ve'im min ha'ayif karbonoi, o'malak es roishoi, ve'hikti ramez beicha. Okay. The famous Shem Lishmo, which is said over a few times, but the lesson is very important. It says in Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Yudalad, Pasuk Tezvav, the process of bringing a oilas ha'ayif. By oilas ha'ayif, the pasuk says, "Amalak es roishoi v'hikter hamizbeicha." He does not separate the head of the bird from the body of the bird. By a chatos, he does not separate the head and the body. By a oilas ha'if, I'm sorry. By the oilas ha'if, he does separate the head from the body. He is mavdil. By the chatos ha'if, he says later on in Perikei pasuk Ches, "Amalak es roishoi mimu arpoi v'lo yavdil." By the chatos ha'if, the pasuk says beferish, not to separate the head from the guf. By an oilas ha'if, he separates the head from the body of the bird. Says the Shem Shmuel, there's a reason why by the chatos ha'if v'lo yavdil, he does not separate the head from the guf, and by an oilas ha'if, he does separate. And he says a beautiful insight. Why does a person bring an oil? What is an oil mechaper for? An oil is mechaper for hirur alev, for machshavas that a person had. A person had bad machshavas. The oil is ha'if, the oil is mechaper for hirur alev. And he asks a simple question. Where does machshava originate? In the heart or in the moyach? But if said hirur ha'moyach, hirur ha'roish, hirur alev, machshava is in the moyach. The pasuk of Pashas Noyach says, v'chol yetze machshava suliboy, rak kol hayoyim. And again he asks, machshava suliboy, machshava of his heart, machshava of his brain, of his head. And Hashem Yishmuel says, a person, most people cannot control their thoughts. Most people have fleeing thoughts throughout the day. A person, thoughts pop into his head. It happens to all of us. Machshavas that pop into our head. A person has a machshava come into his head, for that he's not responsible. What should he do? He's a human being. That happens to human beings. The time on a person is if he dwells on the machshava. He dwells on the machshava, and he thinks about it more when he knows that it's asur, and he brings it down into his heart. And now he took it out of his head and he connects it with his heart, and now he feels and he thinks it, for that he needs the kapara. The kapara is for connecting the head to the guf, connecting the machshava to his guf. If that's the case, when he brings an oila, what does he do? He has to separate the head from the guf, to show that what he did was wrong. His avera was he took the machshav of the head and brought it down to the guf. He has to go ahead and separate the head from the guf to show that he can't separate the two. That he should separate the two. If machshava comes into his head, he has to leave it. On the other hand, a chatos ha'oif. Why does a person bring a chatos? He did an avera b'shaygeik. What's an avera b'shaygeik? He does a maisa without thinking. The guf worked without the head. Right? Walks over to the light switch on Shabbos, puts it on. He didn't think. The guf, the body, moved. The limbs moved without the head.
It's the opposite.
They were connected. What's the kapara? The loyavdil. He brings a chadasa oif. He doesn't separate the head from the guf. He keeps the two together. His kapara is to keep the head and the body together. To be aware of what he's doing. Think about what he's doing. That the head and the guf should be connected. In the Haftarah this week, the Haftarah is Yeshaya, Perek Megimum, Mamdalu, the second pasuk says, V'loyoisi karasa Yaakov, ki agata b'Yisrael. Hashem says that you didn't call me, Yaakov didn't call me, ki agata b'Yisrael. Famous marshal from Little Magid, which we said over many times, ki agata b'Yisrael. What does it mean, yagata? Yagata is a lotion of tiring, of being exhausted. And Little Magid says, when it comes to serving Hashem, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, how could a person tell whether he's doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim or he's not doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim? How could a person tell? You know what he could tell? He could tell by his attitude towards the mitzvah. Does he feel it's a burden? Does he feel yagata? He feels tired out. He feels the mitzvah is a burden. It's difficult to do. It's hard. It's a simon. It's not l'shem shemayim. But if he does the mitzvah and he appreciates the mitzvah, he understands the mitzvah, then it's a simon. It is l'shem shemayim. He says over his famous marshal, there were two seichrim traveling on a wagon. One had a sack filled with heavy iron, steel, and one had a sack filled of diamonds. They had a small pouch, it was a little valise filled with diamonds. And when they come into town, or to the port, the seichrim with the diamonds goes to his hotel and he tells the wagon driver, bring me up my merchandise, bring me up my schayra. And the Baal HaGolah mixes up the two sacks, and instead of bringing up the diamonds to the diamond merchant, he shoves up the heavy sack filled with steel. Of course, when he comes and he knocks on the door, he's schwitzing, he's sweating, and he's red in the face, and he's all tired out. The seicher takes one look at him and says, you bought the wrong bag. You bought the wrong merchandise. And the Baal HaGolah says, how did you know it was the wrong merchandise? And the seicher says, it's my merchandise is light. If you're sweating and you're red and you're tired out, it's a simon, you shrugged the wrong bag, you bought the wrong merchandise if it was heavy. Because my merchandise is light. Because it didn't magid. That's the pshat in the pasuk. V'loyoisi karasa Yaakov ki agata b'Yisrael. How do I know that you didn't call out to me? You didn't serve me properly? Ki agata b'Yisrael. Because you're tired. You're exhausted. It's a burden. When the mitzvahs are a burden, and learning is a burden, it's a simon that you're not serving me properly. If someone serves Hashem properly, he appreciates the mitzvahs, understands the mitzvahs, and it's not a burden, it's not a burden at all. No, it's late, but just a story that happened to me this morning. I usually dive in right across the street from my house as a shul. Once in a while, there's a shul around the corner that has trouble with the minyan, and someone stands outside and tries to get people to come to the bimashul minyan. So usually, if I can, I go. Happened a few weeks ago, someone was waiting outside and trying to bimashul minyan, look, everybody has these mornings that you're just not, these mornings you start off on the right foot. And I basically said no. Okay. The kids a few days later, they needed a minion again. And once I said no the first time, I said no the second time. This morning I came out and standing there looking for a minion again. And before I had a chance even to think, he says, can you come? I was half asleep. I didn't think. I said, okay, I'll come. But a minute later, I said to myself, what did I say yes for? I have no patience to walk around the corner. I'm later. Okay, but I said yes already. He told me I'm number 10. Okay. I come to shul to daven. Of course, I come in to hold him ready in the middle of Ashrei, Halukah. Okay, you know how the davening is when you walk in already. And okay. I rush up. After Baruch Hu, they decide to slow down, take their time. I'm sitting there watching the clock. And basically, I was saying, what did I get myself into? I came here, this is what I came for. And it was bothering me for quite a while. Came to Kedusha. I'm looking around my Kedusha and I said, you know what? Maybe I'll be able to leave a little bit. I have to go already. I have to go soon. And I counted and I said, there's exactly 10 people. I said, what am I going to do? He has to go a little faster. A few minutes later, it hit me. I said, what am I complaining about? I said, I'm number 10. If I wouldn't have come, if I'm not, without me, there's no Kedusha. There's no Kaddish. There's no Kriyas HaTorah. I'm standing here. I'm number 10 for the minion. I'm mashing the minion. Fakert. I have such a schus. What a schus I have. And I was zaychi this morning to come and mash with the minion at number 10. All of a sudden, okay, I forgot about the clock. It didn't bother me so much. And somehow it worked out. I was able to wait to finish davening. And it worked out. It all depends on the attitude that a person has. A person has the attitude, it's a burden, it's hard, it's difficult. It affects the whole kiyum mitzvah. But when a person does the mitzvah and he realizes it's an opportunity to serve Hashem, it's an opportunity that he has, a schus that he has, suddenly the whole mitzvah changes, the whole concept changes, the whole davening changes. So it happens to everybody throughout our daily activities. We all find ourselves sometimes in a place, a situation where we'd rather not be, or it's hard. But if we think a little bit and realize it's a schus sometimes, or the schus we have to be able to do mitzvahs, and the schus we have to be here, it changes the whole attitude. Meshnichnas Adam, marbim b'simcha, simcha means simcha shel mitzvah, simcha shel Torah, simcha in general, a person should be happy, rejoice. But simcha a person has from learning from mitzvahs, there's no greater simcha. We should be zaychataka to continue to learn together, and zaychatasim, meshichas kemer, remain amen.